Masechet Zivachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. In the first perek of this Masechet, we spoke about if a korban was done with an improper intention. For example, if it was an olah, but the person who was sacrificing it had in mind that it was going to be a shelamim, while he was doing an essential avodah, while a main part of the service was being done, we said that the korban is still valid. That means the kohen continues to offer it on the mizbeach. The parts that are supposed to be eaten are eaten, but the only problem is the owner does not fulfill any obligation that he had. He has to bring another korban in its place. The exception to that rule was the korban hatat and korban pesach, where if one of them was offered for a different type of korban, the intention of the offerer was something else, then that korban is not valid whatsoever. We'll apply those laws in this Mishnah to a bird offering. Let's say a bird offering is brought with the improper intent. Let's say a person was really bringing a hatat, a bird, but it was offered as an olah, or olah that was offered as a hatat. We'll say that these laws apply to a bird offering in the same way. Mishnah says, hatat ha'of shemelaka shelo lishma. If a person did melika to a bird hatat, not for its own sake, but for an olah, mitzad dama shelo lishma, or he squeezed out the blood not for its own sake, but for the sake of an olah, olishma v'shelo lishma, he did any of these avodot for its sake and not for its sake. He began the avodah for the sake of a hatat, but finished with the olah in mind. Or shelo lishma v'lishma, or he started one of these avodot not for its own sake, but he finished off lishma for its own sake. He began the avodah as a olah, but finished off with a hatat. In these cases, the korban is pesula. It's invalid, like an animal hatat. If a bird hatat had one of the essential avodot, which are melika, and the mitsui, the squeezing of the blood, if they were done even partly for the sake of a different korban, they would be completely invalid. Just like a regular hatat, if it's not done completely lishma, it becomes invalid. The same exists for a bird. But olat ha'of keshera ubilvad shelo alta labe'alim. But when talking about the bird olah that was done for the sake of a hatat, if the melika or the mitsui, the squeezing of the blood, was done with the improper thought that making it into a hatat, but it really was supposed to be an olah, we say the korban is valid, but it does not fulfill the obligation of the owner, just like a regular animal olah. Regular animal olah that was brought for the sake of a different korban, the validity of that korban is still there. The rest of the avodot continue, but the owner does not fulfill his obligation, so the same applies to a bird olah. This is one type of shelo lishma, bringing korban, but having in mind another korban. There are two other types of shelo lishma. The first one is chutz limkomo. If a person has in mind, when he's doing an essential avodah, that he's going to either eat the meat outside its place or throw the blood outside its place that it's supposed to be normally thrown, or to burn the emurin outside the place where it's supposed to be burned. So that's chutz limkomo, number one. And number two is chutz lizmano. The kohen did a avodah and he had the intention to eat the meat after the time that it was supposed to be eaten, or to throw the blood after the time that it was supposed to be thrown, or to burn the emurim after a time when they're supposed to be burnt. In all these cases, the korban is invalid. So both chutz limkomo and also chutz lizmano, the korban is invalid, and the person's not allowed, you're not allowed to continue with the avodah. But a korban that was brought with the intention of chutz lizmano, of doing something to it after its time, is known as pigul. And as we mentioned throughout this masechet, we treat that more strictly. If somebody eats it, then they are karet. If the thought when bringing the korban was improper about when it was going to be consumed, when the blood was going to be thrown, chutz lizmano, and then a person goes ahead and eats that korban, they are karet. So we'll also say how this applies to bird offerings. Ehad hatat ha'of ve'ehad olat ha'of shemilakan v'shemitzad daman. If someone did a melika on or squeezed the blood of either a bird hatat or a bird olah, le'echol davar shidarko le'echol, with the improper intention to eat something that's normally eaten, the bird hatat, which is completely eaten by the kohanim, or Lehaktir davar shidarko lehaktir, or to burn on the mizbeach something that's normally burnt. Talking about an ola, the burnt ola, which is fully burned on the mizbeach. Chutlim komo, if the intention was to eat it or burn it outside of its place, pasul ve'embo karet. The korban is invalid, but if a person went ahead and ate it, they are not karet. But chutlis mano pigul ve'hayavin alav karet. But if the intention improperly was to eat or burn the korban past its time, then the korban is pigul, and a person would be karet for eating it. As long as the blood was offered as required, without anything else that's going to invalidate it. If the blood became invalid, takes us back to the first perek. If the blood became invalid for another reason, then the laws of pigul do not take effect on the meat of the korban. In order for pigul to take effect, everything else has to be done correctly. Nothing else has to be, could be invalidated, and then pigul could be a problem. But if there's any other problem, then pigul would not take effect, but that other problem would. Ketzad karav hamatir kemitzvato. What do we consider to be a case where there was no other problem and the korban was offered as required, where if pigul became a problem, would actually take effect? Number one, malach b'shtika umitzah adam chutzizmano. If a person did the melika in silence, there was nothing problematic with it, and then he squeezed out the blood with an improper intention of eating or burning the bird past its time. Or number two, Oshe malak hutlizmano umitzahadam mishtika, or he did the melika with the intention of eating or burning the bird past its time, and then he squeezed out the blood in silence without anything invalidating it. Or she malak umitzahadam hutlizmano, he did the melika and squeezed out the blood, both of them with the intention of eating or burning them past their proper time. These are the cases where the permitter was offered in a correct way, which means the two blood avodot were completed without any other invalidating intention besides for pigul, that's doing something past the proper time, that kavana. Therefore, the laws of pigul will take effect. Now we're going to bring six different examples where the korban was not done correctly as required, and something got invalidated, and therefore we'll say that the korban is invalid without pigul. Pigul doesn't take effect because the only time pigul takes effect was when the korban is done correctly besides for pigul. So therefore what we're going to say is there are two other types of things that could invalidate a korban. Number one, which is, we said, the intention to eat or burn the korban, chutzlim komo, like we said earlier, outside its place, and the intention to offer a korban for the sake of a different korban, shelo lishma. So we'll give examples of both of these. We'll first talk about the three cases where a person had an intention to offer the korban outside of the place. Ketzad lo karav hamatir kemitzvato, in what manner is the korban not considered to be have offered as required, and therefore pigul will not take effect? Malach chutzlim komo mitzahadam chutzlizmano. If he did melika with the intention of eating or burning the korban outside its place, and then he squeezed out the blood with the intention of eating or burning the korban past its time. So the melika was done with a different improper intention, so therefore it's not pigul. The improper intention that he had over there was to eat it outside its place. So therefore, when he had the intention to eat it outside its time, or burn it outside its time, that didn't take effect. Number two, Oshem alak chutzlizmano mitzahadam chutzlim komo. Or he did the melika with the intention of eating or burning the korban past its time, and then he squeezed out the blood with the intention of eating or burning the korban outside its place. Same thing over here. The second part, which was the squeezing, was done with a improper thought about makom. So therefore, the improper thought that would cause pigul, which is improper zman, wouldn't take effect. That was number two. Number three, or shemalak umitzahadam chutzlim komo. He did the melika and squeezed out the blood with the intention of burning the korban or eating the korban outside its place. So therefore, if he had an improper intention about time, that wouldn't take effect because of the improper intention that he had about place. Those are the three laws when it comes to where pigul won't take effect for one reason. We'll get into three others as well. Hatata of shemilaka shilolishma umitzadama chutzlizmana. He did melika on the bird, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different korban, which invalidated it, and then he squeezed out the blood with the intention to eat it past its proper time. Mm-hmm. Or he did the melika on the bird with the intention of eating it past its time, and then he squeezed out the blood for the sake of a different korban. He did the melika and squeezed out the blood for the sake of a different korban, and then he also had the intention of eating it past its proper time. So in all these three cases, since there was something else that invalidated the korban, which was that he had intention that it should be a different korban, the improper thought of chutz lazmano, which causes pigul, does not take effect. Zehu shelo kanav hamatir kemitzvato. These all six cases are where the korban was not done halachically in a valid manner, and therefore pigul would never take effect in these cases, and that's how we understand it. Now we'll talk about cases where the Kohen had a different type of invalidating intention during the same Avodah. Le'echol kazayit b'chutz u'b'chazayit l'mahar. If he did a single Avodah, he did the melika or the squeezing, and he had the intention to eat a kazayit of the meat outside its place and eat a kazayit of the meat tomorrow, which is past the proper time. Kazayit l'mahar u'kazayit b'chutz, or the opposite. He intended to eat a kazayit of the meat tomorrow and another kazayit outside of the place. Kahatzi zayit b'chutz v'kahatzi zayit l'mahar. He had a kavanah to eat half the kazayit of the meat outside its place and half a kazayit tomorrow. Kazayit kahatzi zayit l'mahar v'kahatzi zayit b'chutz. Or the opposite, to eat half a kazayit of the meat tomorrow and half a kazayit outside of its place. Pasul v'em bo karet. In all these cases, the korban is invalid, but there is no karet for eating the meat because the pigul prohibition did not take effect in all these cases because there was something else that invalidated the korban. The first two cases, there was something else that invalidated it besides pigul. And the last two cases, he intended to eat only half of the kazayit tomorrow. And for pigul to actually take effect, you have to have a kavanah of at least a kazayit. Now we'll have another Tana who disagrees with part of what we just said and some of the earlier rulings as well. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Zeak Hilal says to Biuda, this is the rule for invalidating intentions that would involve pigul. Im mahashevet hazman kadma lemahashevet hamakom pigul v'hayavin alav karet. If the intention about time came before the intention about place, we consider it to be pigul, and a person is karet if he continues to eat it. In other words, what he's saying is, once a person has an improper intention about zman, about time, either when he's going to offer the korban or when he's going to eat it, then pigul kicks in right away. So if he did something else that invalidated the korban afterwards, that doesn't undo the retroactively the pigul that was there already. So therefore, it is pigul. But if the improper intention about place, about makom, happened before the improper intention of zman that would have caused pigul, then it's not pigul because the improper intention about makom already was there before the improper intention about zman. And therefore, the korban is invalid, but it's not pigul, so therefore there's no karet. V'achamim omnim, ze vaze pasul ve'en bo karet. V'achamim disagree. And they say, whenever there's an improper intention that is anything but zman, whether the zman came first or whether zman went second, the korban is invalid and there's no penalty of karet for a person who eats the meat. Le'echol kahatzi zayit, ul'haktid kahatzi zayit, for a person had intention to eat half a kazayit and to burn half a kazayit past their time or outside their place, kasher, the korban is valid. She'en achila v'haktara mistarefin, because the intention about eating and burning improperly would not combine, since neither one of these intentions alone would be effective, because they were both about less than a kazayit, then the two of them do not combine and nothing invalidates this korban.